Greetings, explorers of imagination and seekers of spine-tingling tales. You voyaged through the mists of the mythical Styx and arrived at the threshold of the inaugural episode of Fireside Folklore with Hades. This is the podcast where we kindle the flames of ancient stories and spooky folklore, whispered and echoed across the corners of the world. Steering you through these captivating narratives, I am Hades, the king of the underworld, your custodian of mysteries and the master of the macabre. Sharing this magical journey with me are my remarkable co-hosts, my radiant wife Persephone, the goddess of spring, whose brilliance outshines even the most vibrant rainbow, and not to forget our sharp-minded nephew Hermes, the messenger of the gods and, importantly to me, the psychopomp. Don't worry if that word sounds a bit tricky. Hermes is essentially our supernatural guide, leading souls between realms and helping us navigate these fascinating tales. Tonight we set sail on our first adventure, diving into the heart of Appalachia to unearth the petrifying tale of Telipo. So gather close, let the flickering firelight create enchanting shadows, and get ready for a thrilling journey into the world of hushed whispers and haunting lore. Friends, let the storytelling begin.
Hi everyone! I'm so excited for tonight's story, The Legend of the Mysterious Telipo.
The Telipo? Wow, that's going to be a scary one.
Telipo? What's that? It sounds like a creature from one of my many escapades.
No, my dear brother Zeus. This is an ancient legend about a strange creature who lurks in the woods and challenges people to outsmart him. It's been told by folk for generations as a warning to those brave enough, or foolish enough, to wander these deep, dark forests.
I did some research on this legend, and it originates from the indigenous people of North America. According to them, the Telipo is a creature that has fur all over its body and a long, scaly tail. It's said to be a cross between an animal and a demon, with claws like an eagle and teeth like a wolf.
Ooh, spooky! But don't worry, stories of this nature are often meant to scare people away from harm's way. That reminds me, we'd like to encourage our listeners to learn more about the culture where each story originates from. That's why we're having our resident bookworm tell us about Appalachia this week.
Here are three fun facts I learned about the region of the United States known as Appalachia. 1. The Appalachian region is home to the Appalachian Mountains, which is one of the oldest mountain ranges in the world, dating back to over 480 million years ago. 2. The region is known for its rich folklore and traditional music. In fact, it's often called the birthplace of American folk music, with instruments like the banjo and fiddle playing key roles in its distinctive sound. 3. The Appalachian region is also famous for its unique dialect, known as Appalachian English. This dialect has roots in the Elizabethan English of the early British settlers, and to this day, you can still hear words and phrases that have all but disappeared from modern English. For fun, let's delve into some examples of Appalachian English, folks. Here are a few interesting expressions unique to this dialect. Airish. This word is used to describe cool, chilly weather. So if you're in Appalachia and someone mentions that it's a bit airish outside, better grab some warm clothing. Buggy. While most of us know this term as referring to a small car or a baby stroller, in Appalachia, a buggy is a shopping cart. If someone in a grocery store asks you to fetch a buggy, now you'll know what they mean. Directly. In the Appalachian dialect, directly doesn't mean straight ahead or immediately, but rather in a little while. So if you're told that dinner will be ready directly, don't worry, it won't be too long. Remember, language is a part of culture, and these unique phrases are a testament to Appalachia's rich cultural heritage.
Now gather round the hearth, young mortals and fellow deities. Tonight, Apollo, our own sun god and skilled hunter, takes the stage as our fearless yet unwitting protagonist, and Dionysus, god of wine and revelry, shall portray the grim and mysterious creature of Appalachian folklore, the Telipo.
Oh, come now. Telipo, are you sure I can't be a dragon?
No dragons tonight, my good man. Now let us begin our tale. In the Appalachian Mountains dwells an ancient creature of legend known as the Telipo. This cat-like beast has been spotted by few and survived only in the memories of those brave enough to face it head-on. According to legend, the Telipo is an omnivore that feeds on whatever it can find in its forests and mountains, from small rodents to roots and even wild berries. But what really sets this creature apart is its enormous tail. It is said that if one were foolish enough to try and steal the tail of the Tailipo, it would chase them like a dog and drive them to madness, doomed to wander the forests forevermore. This is the tale of a brave hunter who encountered the mysterious Tailipo and lived to tell his story. So come with us now as we enter the world of Appalachian folklore.
Oh, ever the dramatic one, brother.
Now, Dad, I think it's time to hear the story.
As the hunter ventured deeper into the forest, he stumbled upon a mysterious creature. It had large yellow eyes that gleamed in the night, and a long tail that dragged behind him as he moved. Without hesitation, the hunter whipped out his axe and with a loud cry charged ahead. The Tailipo was quick. It dashed away and disappeared into the night. But the hunter's persistence would not be denied. He followed the beast until it finally felt cornered and turned to face him. With a loud hiss, it leapt at him with its giant tail lashing in fury. The hunter quickly swung his axe at the creature's massive tail and cut it off clean. The sound echoed throughout the forest, and the Tailipo, howling in pain, ran away into the woods.
This will make a fine soup.
Indeed. When the hunter returned home with the Tailipo's tail, he cooked it into a delicious soup. It was said to be so savory that even the gods would envy its taste.
Hey now, that's my tail you're talking about.
Oh dear.
Now where were we? Ah yes, the hunter ate his soup and went to bed with a full stomach. And you know what happens when you go to bed with a full stomach, I'm sure. You get nightmares.
Ha ha, I know all about those kinds of dreams.
The hunter had a dream that night, and in it, the Tailipo came back with a vengeance. Its tail was restored to its full length, and it was angry at the hunter for stealing it away. So it chased him through the forest, and he woke up in a fright, sweating and panting.
What a terrifying dream.
Yes, it was indeed. It was still dark when he awoke, and he heard something out there in the dark. Something that sounded like a voice calling out for its tail.
Tailipo, Tailipo, I want my Tailipo.
Get away, I don't have your Tailipo.
Now, this hunter had three fearsome hunting dogs whose names were Uno, Eno, and Comptico Calico.
Go get him, boys!
The hunter shouted as he let his dogs out into the wilderness. He could hear the dogs howling, snarling, and barking up a storm. After a time, there was silence. The hunter opened his cabin door and shouted,
Uno, Eno, Comptico Calico.
Though the dogs came running back to the house, only Eno and Comptico Calico returned. Soon enough, the hunter heard the creature begin calling out again.
Tailipo, Tailipo, bring me back my Tailipo.
As the call grew louder and louder, the hunter realized that he needed to do something soon. He released his dogs out into the night once more, and once more they ran out, barking and snarling. However, when he called for them,
Uno, Eno, Comptico Calico.
Only Comptico Calico came back. The hunter was really starting to get scared now. He knew he must face the creature, so he put on his brave face and ventured out into the night with his lone dog by his side. It was incredibly dark, but soon enough the hunter found the creature lurking in the shadows.
Oh my, what did he do?
He gathered up all of his courage and shouted at it with a booming voice.
I haven't got your Tailipo, now leave me alone.
Yes, you have.
The Tailipo shouted back. Then it took the hunter, shook him something fierce, and to his surprise, the tail, whole and unharmed, fell onto the ground. The creature grabbed it and ran, never to be seen in those parts ever again. The hunter quickly made his way back home and never ventured out into the woods at night. And even though the Tailipo had given him the best soup of his life, he never tried to harm another Tailipo creature for as long as he lived, which I'm glad to say was for a very long time.
Well, that's a lesson to us all. Don't mess with mysterious creatures in the dark, or you might get shaken up like our hunter did. And if you'd like to make something delicious like the hunter ate in Tailipo, then I suggest trying out a recipe right from Appalachia itself. Soup beans with cornbread. Soup beans with cornbread recipe. Ingredients for the soup beans. 1 pound dried pinto beans. 1 large onion diced. 2 garlic cloves, minced. 4 cups chicken broth. Salt and pepper to taste. Optional, ham hock or bacon for flavor. Instructions for soup beans. 1. Rinse beans and soak them overnight in cold water. 2. Drain and rinse the soaked beans, then place them in a large pot. 3. Add onion, garlic, chicken broth, and optional ham hock or bacon to the pot. 4. Bring the mixture to a boil. 5. Reduce heat to low, cover, and allow to simmer for about 2 hours until beans are tender. 6. Season with salt and pepper to taste. Ingredients for cornbread. 1 cup cornmeal, 1 cup flour, 1/4 cup sugar, 4 teaspoons baking powder, 1/2 teaspoon salt, 1 cup milk, 1 egg, 1/4 cup vegetable oil. Instructions for cornbread. 1. Preheat oven to 425 degrees Fahrenheit, 220 degrees Celsius. 2. In a large bowl, combine cornmeal, flour, sugar, baking powder, and salt. 3. In a separate bowl, mix milk, egg, and oil. 4. Stir wet ingredients into the dry until just mixed. 5. Pour batter into a greased 9-inch round cake pan or cast iron skillet. 6. Bake for 20 to 25 minutes, or until a toothpick inserted into the center comes out clean. Enjoy your delicious homemade soup beans with cornbread.
And while you're enjoying that, let me tell you about the latest divine product from Mount Olympus. Ambrosia Nectar gives you the strength of a god, sharpens your wit, and tastes just like honey. Remember, if it's not ambrosia, it's not heavenly.
Well, that's all we have for you today, folks. We hope you enjoyed tonight's tale.
Not so fast, brother. Aren't you forgetting something?
What's that?
Zeus's lightning round. This is how it works, friends. I'll ask you 3 questions about the episode. The first person to send in their answers will win a $15 Amazon gift card. Are you ready? Let's go. Question 1. What did the Talipo do when the hunter confronted him? Question 2. Instead of playing the part of Talipo, Dionysus wanted to play a what? Question 3. What is another word for shopping cart? Once you have your answers, email me at zeus@firesidefolklorewithhades.com with the subject line, Lightning Round with Zeus, Episode 1. Please include your first name and where you're from, so we can properly credit you if you win.
Now this truly was a surprise. On that note, we hope you enjoyed tonight's tale. Good luck to you all, and may the fastest one win. We hope you join us next time for another exciting episode of Fireside Folklore with Hades. We'll be traveling to Korea, where we'll hear about the tiger who nearly went to heaven.
Good night, everyone.
Good night, everyone. Stay curious.